वॉट एवर यूर मास्टर डज द योगी इट इज जस्ट लाइक चाइल्ड्स प्ले टू मी. एंड ही गॉट अपसेट एंड ही गोज टू द योगी एंड टेल्स हिम दैट द परफेक्ट मास्टर ही वॉज टेलिंग मी दैट वॉट यू आर डूइंग इट इज जस्ट लाइक ए चाइल्ड्स प्ले टू हिम. सो ही गॉट वेरी मच अपसेट एंड ही सेड आई विल शो माई पावर टू दिस योगी टू दिस परफेक्ट मास्टर एंड ही हैज टू बाउ डाउन टू मी एंड आस्क माई फॉरगिवनेस. सो ही वॉज सीकिंग दैट अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड वन डे व्हाट हैपन्स दिस परफेक्ट मास्टर हैड टू गो समवेयर. सो ही वॉज गोइंग एंड देर वॉज ए रिवर. ही हैड टू क्रॉस द रिवर. सो ही वॉज सिटिंग ऑन द बैंक वेटिंग फॉर द बोट एंड दिस योगी केम टू नो. सो ही सेड नाउ इज द टाइम आई मस्ट शो हिम माई पावर एंड आई मस्ट मेक हिम बाउ डाउन टू मी. सो ही गोज अलॉन्ग विथ हिज फॉलोअर्स एंड द परफेक्ट मास्टर वॉज सिटिंग विथ हिज फ्यू डिसिपल्स वेटिंग फॉर द बोट एंड दिस योगी गोज वॉक्स ऑन द वाटर एंड क्रॉस द रिवर एंड ही गोज टू द अदर बैंक एंड ही शाउट्स फ्रॉम देयर ओ परफेक्ट मास्टर डिड यू सी माई पावर. You are waiting for the boat and I walked on the water. Come here and bow down to me. And the perfect master says, yes, I saw your power. You have really great power. And I am waiting for the boat. I will just pay one penny and cross the river. So your power is worth one penny. And then he could understand. So instead, of course, he came to the perfect master and he bowed down. So we just see outward thing and we think that we are really very someone. When he performs certain miracles, we think that he is very, very powerful. This is our helplessness. Helplessness in the sense that God is indivisible. And when God is indivisible, who we must be? We must be God, though we don't experience. And the life itself, the aim of life is to realize, to experience our real self. That is the aim. And when we are God, that infinite power, knowledge and bliss, it must be in us. It is not out of us. It is within us, within everyone. Infinite knowledge, infinite power and infinite bliss. But how helpless we become because of the dream, because of the illusion. That we just think that someone if performs some miracles, oh, he is very powerful. So instead of experiencing our own infinite power, infinite knowledge, we just get involved in the child's play. So this is a very good example Baba gave. He would not perform any miracle or this. Once it so happened, there was one doctor. He was a neurologist. Very popular in India, very, very popular. And there was something, and he was called, he was in Bombay. So Nariman Dada Chanji, he was in Bombay. So Ghaver informed him to bring one neurologist to Ahmednagar, Mehrazad. So he approached this doctor, his name was Ram Ginde. So I am so busy. And I cannot go to Ahmednagar. How is it possible for me to go to Ahmednagar? He says that tomorrow is Sunday and tomorrow is your holiday. So I will take you in the morning and bring you back in the evening. But he says, I will get too tired and it is not possible for me. But Nariman persuaded him and anyway he brought him. So he came in the afternoon. And when he came, afterwards he just, Baba called him in his room and he saw him, looked at him. Of course, he did not see anything. Baba asked him that you must be very tired. He says, yes, I am very, very tired. And this Nariman Dada Chanji, he was after me and that's why I came. So again, you will be going back, you will get tired. Yes, but the work is there. I have to look after so many patients. So Baba says, at least at night, take rest so that you may be fresh tomorrow. He says, yes, I will do, but really I am very tired. And then he left. And nobody knew what happened to him. After 10 days, he writes a letter saying that I want to see Meher Baba. And Baba says, I am in seclusion. I don't see people. But when I go to Guru Prasad Pune during summer, at that time he could come and see me. So then he wrote another letter saying, approach Nariman that anyhow, please just ask permission from Meher Baba that he should allow me to see. And he persuaded, and then Baba permitted. So he comes back to Mehrazad. And when he came, of course, he was so happy. The food, of course, he was neurologist, and our food means rice and dal. And as a change, dal and rice, that was our change. So Baba said that the food should be brought from women's mandi. So that food was brought for him, and he says to Baba, please allow me to remain here like main mandi. So he would also eat the same food, and then of course he wanted to be there for 3 days, and Baba permitted. So he would be just sleeping like us, eating the same food, and he felt so happy. Afterwards he left. And then what happened we did not know. And we go to Guru Prasad Pune. And when we went there, one day Dr. Ginde comes along with a family, husband, wife and one child about 7 years old. And he sits just in front of Baba. And he says that, Baba, today I am telling you the truth. These are the parents of this child. They also don't know. But today I am telling before you, and you also listen what I am telling. One day that boy, he fell down from the 7th floor. And his skull was broken and he died. Now the parents, they were very, very wealthy. They brought the child to Dr. Ginde. And they said that, whatever, please do something. Do something for this child. He is the only son. And Dr. Ginde, of course, he examined. No hope, nothing. So, but he felt that I must do something so that the parents may feel consoled. But what should I do now? And they were just weeping and crying, please just save this child. So he felt, in order to console the parents, I must perform operation. So he performed the operation. Now 6 hours operation on dead child. And he just, Baba internally, and he was performing the operation. After 6 hours of operation, the child was survived. So he did not tell the parents how did it happen. And he comes to Baba and he tells him that this happened. Baba, you saved this child. This parent, they did not know. And today I am confessing. And Baba says, I never do such a thing. It happened because of your faith. Because you have faith in me. And that's why it happened. But this is just a news to me. I did not do that. So that great one, he does everything, but you know, he just gives importance to his lovers. He says, oh, you did this and you did that. I am so happy about it. And because he is the highest of the high, what he has to do with that? And if you go on praising, how can we praise him? He is the highest of the high. Even if we criticize him, what is there? He is the highest of the high. His status will not lower down if we go on criticizing. It is for us only that we don't recognize him. So he is not for praise or this. He just wants love. He just wants that we should love him, and he feels happy. People would come and they would just offer flowers and this, and they would pray, and there would be someone would say, oh Lord, you are like this and that, all praise. And Baba would feel uncomfortable. he would feel uncomfortable, he would not like that. But when the close ones would be there, he would play cards with them and he would feel very, very happy. He would feel very free. So he would not want that you should praise or this. Just love him. That is a great thing. And in love, of course, all the miracles, they are there in love. Don't expect anything that he should show, but what he gives through love, what we receive from him, it is a great thing. It is a great thing, have that faith. That faith also is given by him, but we must take one step towards him and he takes us thousands of steps. But one step, of course, we must try in order to please him. And that too, when we don't take one step towards him, then of course he has to do that. Because he is responsible for everyone, from beginning to end. He is the only one who is responsible. And because of that responsibility, whether you accept him or you don't accept him, of course he has to do his fulfill his responsibility. And that's why if mankind ignores him, he cannot afford to ignore the mankind. And that's why he comes down on earth, age after age, in human form, in order to make the mankind aware of him. Yes, you are asked.
Yeah, I asked you earlier about the minor incarnations of all the different veils. I didn't really understand.
Ah, yes. Minor incarnation. Of course, once this question was asked, because Baba would say that I was Shivaji, and Shivaji was considered as minor avatar. When he comes down on earth, of course, he just chalks out his plan. He works from 700 to 1400 years. That is his fixed plan. But sometimes he also keeps something so that he may come for that little thing again in human form. So, this the divine plan is there. In the original divine plan, age after age, what alterations should be made, what changes should be made in the plan, it is all there. But he has the authority to execute those alterations and changes in the divine plan. The perfect masters, though they are all knowledge, all power, all bliss, they cannot do, they have no authority to do that. It is the authority of the ancient one who can do it, because he is the master of divine plan as well as the executor. The perfect masters, they are only the executors. He is the one who is eternally living master. The avatar, the ancient one, the Christ, he is the eternally living master, and it is his authority to execute the alteration and changes in the divine plan. So when something is required in between that period, he comes down on earth in human form only for that particular work. It is not, it is also universal, but it is not as big, as infinite the work as he comes down as full-fledged avatar. Means full-fledged, he's always full-fledged, but the work is not so much. And that is called minor incarnation of God.
And is he conscious of being that when he is that? For instance, was Shivaji aware that he was that?
Yes, of course. He is always, once you get God realization, you are always awake, you are always conscious. Even if you drop your body, you are conscious.
But not under a veil.
No. Yes. Anger?
Yes.
You forgot?
How do you give it to Baba then?
Baba told us a very good story about anger. So the story runs like this, that there was a village, and near the village there were sugar cane field and the forest, and there was a cobra. So the cobra, of course, would bite many people and many people died. So one day, hundreds of people, they died because of his bite. And then, of course, the cobra thought that it was a great sin he committed. And how to get rid of this sin? And fortunately, one day, a perfect master comes. So that cobra approached the perfect master. And he says that, "Oh Lord, I have committed so many sins. Please make me free from this." So the master says, "Do one thing. If you follow my order, then of course you will be saved and you will be free from all these sins. Stop biting anyone." And the cobra, of course, accepted. Now the cobra was there, people would pass by, but he would not bite. And all the villagers, they came to know that now the cobra has stopped biting. So the children would go there and children would throw a stone at him. And the cobra was wounded, but it was master's order not to bite anyone. So he would not bite. And he was wounded and he was in a very pathetic state. And one day again the master comes. And master sees the cobra. He was wounded. So the master says, Why this pathetic situation? What happened to you? He says, "Master, you asked me not to bite. And this is the result. Of course, the children, they threw stones at me. And that's why I am now wounded." He says, "You fool. I asked you not to bite. But did I ask you not to hiss? Why did you not do that? Why did you not do that? If you had done so, nobody would have come to you. Nobody would have thrown a stone at you. So, you don't bite, but you can hiss. Nothing wrong." So this anger, suppose you show your anger. We are not like a stone. We have anger, we have desires, we have wants. We are not a stone. And if something happens, then of course at that time we get angry. We get angry and then we feel that of course it is very bad and this. And in the midst of anger, when Baba said that when you get angry at that time, try to keep stop speaking or just put your hand backside. So we forget at that time when the anger is there. So at least we can do one thing, because we are not stone. Anger, of course, it is there. If anger is there, you can't remember at that time. It is very difficult to remember. But when you calm down, at least offer that to him, that I got angry, of course, I could not control myself. I just offer at your feet and just feel free. I also get angry. John, where is John? When I got angry, the office staff was there, and how they were running?
They all got scared. They ran out of the compound. The office staff.
So they were on strike. They would not want to do anything. And then, of course, I came to know, and I got so wild on them. They were just running. They were just running. And the next day, of course, they all came for work. So, in order to show them, of course, we have to do certain things so that they should feel scared. Otherwise, if you just remain mild, this, that, then nothing. But in order to show, sometimes actually we get angry. But what is bad? We are not stone, and the beloved knows that. The beloved knows, and therefore, he also forgives. So, ask his forgiveness. If you cannot control and it happens, afterwards, when you calm down, then at that time, just ask his forgiveness. There is a very good example. Ali, he was the first disciple of Prophet Muhammad. And Prophet Muhammad had said to him that when you get angry, then don't touch anyone. Because he would fight and then, of course, he would want to kill that person. And there was a scoundrel. So that scoundrel, of course, he came to him and he said something to Ali. And Ali got very much wild on him. so, that scandal, of course, he just knocked him down and he wanted to kill him. And immediately he remembered the order of the Prophet, that when you are angry at that time, of course, you should not touch anyone. So he kept quiet. And this scandal, of course, then he thought that now he is not doing anything, so this is my chance. So he started beating Ali and he was keeping quiet. He did not do anything because the master had said that when you would get angry at that time, don't touch anyone. So that is the example. But it is very, very difficult. And difficult means when we get angry at that time it happens. Once we were at Mehrazad, and Mehrazad is 9 miles from Ahmednagar. So one boy would take the mail to Ahmednagar in the morning and the other one would take it in the afternoon. So one day Eraj, of course, had some urgent work, and he asked the boy that take this mail immediately to Ahmednagar. And he was doing something, and when Eraj checked, he was still there at Mehrazad. So Eraj got wild on him. Baba was in the Mandli hall, and he got wild on him that why did you not go? It was so urgent, and I told you to go immediately. Why are you still here? And Baba was listening. When Eraj came back to Mandli hall, Baba says, what's the matter? He said, I told that boy to go to Ahmednagar immediately. That urgent mail was there, but he was still here, so I got angry. Oh, he did not go. So Eraj says, yes, he did not go, that's why I got angry. So Baba says, when you got angry at that time, how far he was from you? Yeah, he was very close. He was standing before me. And still you were shouting. Had you just talked quietly, still he could hear. But I got angry because of my anger, I started shouting. So Baba says, see, that man, he was so close to you. Still, because of your anger, you were shouting, thinking that he was far away from you. He could not hear. So the anger, it creates space, it creates distance. But when you are in love with someone, what do you do? You just talk softly, softly. When more love is there, then the time comes when you just whisper. And when more and more love, so then you just look at each other. So the love, it engulfs the distance. Anger, it creates distance. So that man, though he was so close to you, so near, and still you are shouting because that anger created distance for you. So anger, when anger is there, the distance is there. When love is there, it engulfs the distance, all the distance, space, everything in no time. So this false self, it creates distance, and it is because of this false self. Though the real self is also within us, it is the substance. But the false self, it goes on creating distance, and the one who is so close to us, 1,000 times closer than our own breath, we forget him, we ignore him, forget completely, because we think that he is at a distance. We just find him outside, though he is so close. So this false self is the one who creates distance, and we don't forget the beloved. 5 minutes?
No.
Just
the wanted to ask you a question. When
you may ask, but when one shows 5 fingers, I feel that only 5 minutes. All right, 4 fingers you can show. Not 5.
Earlier, I had asked you something which you said that you would rather answer in front of everyone, which is what I had asked was when Baba, after Baba had dropped his body, what experience, if any, did you have that he might have
where you may have seen him, or he has appeared to you, or something, whether something happened like that to you. Because in, I know in speaking with some others, they were close to Baba, they had certain experiences, not everyone, but I was wondering if you had.
Actually, experience as such, I don't have any. But even when Baba dropped his physical body, it so happened that, of course, he would tell us something. That means he would get a spasm. And he would say that now my time has come. And immediately he would create something, some humor, and we would forget. So he would always hide, he would say something, and then, of course, against next moment he would change. So we would not be able to understand that now his time has come to drop the body. On 30th of January, that was the last day of his universal work. So previously, of course, he would come to the Mandli Hall, and he would work there in the morning in seclusion for 3 hours. And then after in the afternoon he would work in his bedroom at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So when you must have read in circular that he had declared that my work is completed to my 100% satisfaction, but still the tail is there and I am working for the tail. So he stopped working in the Mandli Hall for 3 hours. But still he would work in his bedroom for half an hour. And at the time I would be there. I would not know anything, but I would just see that he was doing this, just pounding his legs. Both the legs had become like stone, so hard, because he would pound very hard. And one day I was there, the nail, it pricked him there, and there was bleeding. But he was so absorbed in his work and I could not disturb him. I was just standing there and I saw that bleeding was there. And then when after his work was over, then I said, Baba, bleeding is there. And I called Gaver and she put the bandage there. So he would remain so absorbed at that time. He gave that, he told us that he would be working in higher planes. And in order to maintain the link with the gross world, he had to do something. Previously, he would work with Kekobad. And Kekobad would be there. And Baba would just go on bowing down to him. Thousand and thousand of times, 3 hours, he would just go on bowing down to him. But then Kekobad met with an accident. He fell down, broke his leg, and he was in hospital. So then Baba would just work all alone and he started this pounding of legs. So both the legs had become like stone, very hard. So on 30th January, it was the last day of his work. And last day of his work, and he would get a spasm. That was the only day when he did not get up and did not sit and work. But then while lying down on the bed, he was working. So he asked me to pound on his chest. And it was too hard for me. Even when he would get a spasm, he would ask me to pound on his legs. And it was really very, very, very hard for me to do that, because the legs had become like a stone. So one day, of course, I did not pound him very hard, but just light, and he did not like, so he did himself. And then I felt very bad about it, that I am creating more trouble for him, more pain for him. So then I would do it. But then when he asked me to pound on his chest, it was too difficult for me. So I did not have that heart to do that. So I was doing, but Baba did not like, and he himself did that. And then what happened that day? He would get spasm after spasm. His physical body would lift up the bed 1 foot and down 1 foot continuously. And all Mandli members Menmalli members, they would just be there. They would just hold him, his legs and hands and everything, and still the spasm would come. But at night, I would be all alone with him. So, during daytime, when he would take turn, 5-6 persons would be required to give him that turn. But at night, when I would be all alone, and Baba would help me to give him the turn in the bed. And then I realized that, of course, it is because of his work, whatever he wants, he does. That was that I was feeling. So 30th January, when he completed his work from 7 in the evening to 9 at night, he was in complete rest. Complete rest, and I was very, very happy to know that, yes, now Baba's health is now improving. After months and months, I saw him resting very quietly. So I thought that now the improvement is there. Now what happens? After 9 o'clock, the spasm began. And spasm means continuously like this. But in these 2 hours, he did not ask me to give him massage. He was very, very quiet, and he was resting, and I was sitting there, and I would just get the vision, just like his body is going to Mehrabad, and the press reporters and his lovers, they are coming, crying, weeping, and I would just get myself, I would become alert, and I would think that what is going on, why I get such thoughts, Baba is now, there is improvement in his health. One after another, and I would not, I could not understand what it was. I also saw that the trust office is there, and the clerks are there, and typing is going on, and I am there managing all this, and I could not understand that why such thoughts are coming. But after 9 o'clock, of course, his spasm started. At 10 o'clock, Baba says, remember this. I am not this physical body. And when he said this, of course, so many times he has said that I am not this physical body. But that night, when he told me, remember this, I am not this physical body, it had a great impact on me. Then after 1 hour, again he says to me, remember this, I am not this physical body. And yes, he is not this physical body, he is infinite. After 1 hour, again he said, remember this, I am not this physical body. And then the impact was there. And at that time, of course, Baba would, I know that Baba would tell all the time that I am not this physical body. But it had a great impact on me. And next day, of course, it happened. That he dropped his body. 4 o'clock in the morning, Baba called all the Mandli members. I don't think that anyone would came to know that he would drop the body, because Baba would, even on that 31st of January, he would cut jokes. He would say something, the spasm would be there, and then his humor was there at that time. And when he would just change. And change means we would just think that it is a very serious condition, and immediately he would just bring out something, and we would not know that he was going to drop the body. Now what happened? Just 2-3 months before, there was a doctor in Ahmednagar, missionary doctor. He was in Booth Hospital, Salvation Army. He went to Happy Valley. Happy Valley is about 3 miles from Mehrazad. And he went there along with the administrator and the families. And thousands of bees, they bit them. Thousands of bees. And they were in such a state that, of course, that administrator could not drive. And so the doctor says that anyway, you just take this to Mehrazad. For the first time, They came to Mehrazad, and they were in very bad plight, and Ghaver and Erach.
Why did the doctor send them to Mehrazad?
No, no, he came along. He was also bitten by the bees. So, and in such a plight that pain was there, and they were just unconscious, just like unconscious. And the doctor, anyway, he was just holding his tummy, and others, they were just lying down, and there were no beds, nothing. So, you know the benches there at Mehrazad? So, they were just lying on the benches, and Gaver and all the servants and Erach and Mandali members, they were just helping them. And what Baba would do? I was with him. Every 3-4 minutes he would send me there and call Gaver. And Gaver would say, Baba, it is a very serious thing, it has happened. What to do now? And they will die. And I says, go and just attend. And after 3 minutes again he would tell me that call Gaver. And Gaver would give injection this, and I would go and call her. And again she would say that, Baba, let me attend to them, they will die. Because the thousands of bees, you know, they were bitten by thousands of bees. And Baba did all this 4-5 times, he called Gaver. And in the meantime, information was sent to Ahmednagar. And the vein came and another doctor came, and they were taken to hospital. Now what happens? The doctor could not believe. There is something about 200 bees, if anyone is bitten by 200 bees, that means no hope. And they all survived, nothing happened to them. So he kept it in his mind, but he did not say anything to anyone. The staff, those... cylinder, and of course he saw Baba and he left. He did not say a word. After a few days, means when we came back from Mehrabad, so at that time, what happened? So when he met me, of course, he says that I saw God in human form. But I cannot say this to anyone because he belonged to the missionary. So he would not say, but I heard, I don't know whether it is right or wrong. But somebody told us that he wrote an article in some magazine saying that I saw God in human form. That was the first time he saw Baba, when Baba had dropped his body. And of course he said that I saw God in human form. So we were there in Mehrabad for 7 days. And what we would see, that people, of course Baba lovers, they would come crying and weeping. And as soon as they would see Baba there in the tomb, and they would come out of his tomb, no tears, nothing, smiling. No tears, nothing, smiling. They would come crying and weeping. And when they would go and see him there, his body was so fresh at the time. First, Dr. Ginde had come and he said that no, it should be just buried immediately. But we did not listen to him because his lovers, of course, they wanted to see him. Otherwise, this Arvind would have just killed us. That we did this. So that's why 7 days, he went there immediately. Dr. Herrick and Morde, he went. So then 7 days, but it was all right, very, very smooth. And he observed there. People would come weeping, crying, but afterwards nothing. Nothing, they were so consoled. It was his grace that nothing, yes, he is the eternal one. He is always with us. He is the eternal living master. He is the one who is responsible for everyone. So we can ignore him, but the compassionate one, No, he can never ignore anyone. So that was the thing. And afterwards, of course, he had given me instruction about writing the books. And he had said that for the biography, he would give me 5 meters. So I was just thinking now what to do. Baba dropped his body. He did not give me the meters. He had also told me that he would tell himself about his manifestation. And he did not tell. And he dropped the body. What should I do now? And one day, only one night, he appeared in my dream with a board. And there was written something in the board. And Baba says, you wanted meters now. I brought meters for you. Read. And just, I woke up. And again I missed. But then it gave me that conviction that because he had given me instruction, of course I must start the work. So I started the work and I wrote. And when I was writing, he would not give me any time. Continuously I was writing 17 hours, 18 hours. And one day I went for a walk thinking that, you know, some change should be there. I must go for a walk. And on the way, I heard this and I came back. Because when he would give work, he would always be after me. How many pages did you write? Bring it, read it out to me. Otherwise, he would come to my room and he would ask me to read out. So he continued, and because of that, he would always do like this. Means quick, quick, quick. Always he would do that. So one day when I went for a walk and I heard this, I came back. Came back and again I started writing. He did not allow me to stop it in between, nothing. But when I was writing this biography, when the last chapter came about his manifestation, I never stopped. I was just writing like without thinking, nothing. Just means without stopping. Only I would stop when I would go for dinner. I would not take lunch. I would not take breakfast, nothing. Dinner, I would take light dinner. And I would write late night, even at Mehrazad. Nobody knew that I would write so many hours because my room would always remain closed. So nobody knew that I don't sleep for many hours or I am writing 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Nobody had any idea. Always room closed. And he did not allow me to go here or talk with the people. Pilgrims, they would come and they would be there on the veranda. They would be talking this. And I would be just like a mad boy there serving a servant. Sometimes I would come out and they would look at me thinking that he must be working here as a boy, servant boy. But I continued, and when that work was finished, then only I came out of my room. Means I stopped that work, otherwise continued. So at that time, when I was writing, I would always, when there was, I would not think about it, it would just come. And you read that he is the person, he had come to my room. And of course, about infinite intelligence, the points he had given, dictated. So I gave to Arvind, all right, you read. I don't know what he understood at that time. But he was the only person who read it. And then afterwards when I wrote, the notebooks are, I don't know, where are they? Somebody took away. But good that one witness is there to know that yes, he had written. Yes.
What actually was in that book? You know, because there were so many writings that you had of different, in different books.
Yes.
There must have been about 20 volumes.
Big thing. And in December 1972, I presented everything to Baba before his seat. And then everybody just could not understand that how could he write all this within short period. Because no one knew Even the Mandali members, they did not know that I was spending so many hours. They had no idea. Room would remain closed. I started writing in September 1971. Completed by December.
Let me just ask, what did that work actually consist of again? The
biography.
The
That infinite intelligence. Those three books, notebooks I had given to you, and I had asked you just to read there in my room. At that time I would go to trust office. So I said that you read here. Don't take the notebooks there.
No wonder it was something I was interested in. Infinite intelligence. That sounds good.
You must have stolen those notebooks.
I knew you would end up saying that. I wish I did. Gotcha. I wish I did. I would look at it.
5 minutes.
Is that when they disappeared?
Hmm?
They disappeared after he resurrected?
Yes, he did.
The same day?
Huh? No, not same day. Not same day. No.